Eat my pagan ass.
Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
Now!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now!
Ladies and gentlemen, mujeres y hombres, it please me to present to you lo me gusto mucho que presentarlo a ustedes. The very first, el más primero, episodio
en español.
They eat my pagan ass. Come mi culi pagana con Carmen Kickass, la mujer sensual con los ojos de gatos, y Lucky Licious, un hombre misterioso con la culi de mejor sabor, y sus muchas amigas. En este episodio, nosotros viajamos a Cabo San Lucas, donde las personas están muy extrañas. And for all you gringos out there north of the border, all I got to say to you is sit back, relax, bring your American dollars, drink the margaritas, feel the hot sunshine on your skin, and check out the pretty girls and boys. And have yourself a good old time with Carmen and Lucky down in Cabo San Lucas, where we enjoy the succulent fruits of the land.
Tamarindo.
Hey, hookers.
Ew, this is gross. Try it.
It's not gross.
Go ahead, say shit.
I need a mic. A headphone. I can't hear what's going on.
Just talk. Yeah, you don't got
to. Hi, what's up? Testing.
Good.
We're eating candy right now. We're eating Mexican candy. The stuff is really good and gooey and chewy.
I wouldn't go that far.
Nice.
I like this cactus.
I like this cactus candy.
Cactus.
Cock.
It's like candy. You know, like the papaya that you'll eat in the supermarkets. Well, this is like slivers of cactus. Candy. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pineapple. Shut up.
What is this one? Is that the tamarind?
Yeah. This is not my idea of candy.
I can only eat too much of that.
Woo. Yeah, Mexico's not really well known for its candy.
Okay, hookers, this is Lucky Licious.
And Carmen Kickass.
I don't want any of that. And this is Come Mi Culi Pagano.
Miano Pagano.
This is our podcast live from Cabo San Lucas. We're going to be a little bit out of the ordinary here today.
That's right, because we've been out of the ordinary for a couple of days now.
A couple days. We don't have any reader emails to give you today because we just haven't had time to check our email.
Mm-mm. But next time, but we want to check in with you guys and say hello and let you know that we're out here.
Want to let you know that it's too sad that you ain't here with us, motherfuckers.
Too bad for you, man.
Too bad, losers. No, this place is glorious.
That's because I'm in it.
That's
right.
It's like
a Mexican village.
That's right. We got Triscale here with us today. Say hi, Triscale.
Podcast land.
On the mainland.
Girlfriend needs some practice. Excuse me, Carmen. I need to lay down next to you in your ample bosom.
My big breasts.
Your ample bosom. So I could get a view here of... I'm not cutting off circulation to your chocha, am I?
No.
All right, so right now we are sitting out on the patio or balcony. What do you call this? La balconia?
Yeah, the balcony, I guess. It's big.
Whatever. It's big. We like it big. And we're looking out over the Pacific Ocean.
The Sea of Cortez.
El Mar de Cortez. And Lucky has learned quite a bit of Spanish this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
suck my dick.
¿Cuánto cuesta mamarme?
¿Cuánto cuesta tu amor? Necesito tu amor. ¿Cuánto cuesta? It's really cheap.
Sucky, sucky.
Sucko, sucko. No, it's been good. I've been flirting with the pool boys, but we haven't gotten any free drinks yet.
No, that cheap sucker.
Hey, what's up with that?
I don't know. I got to work my magic better. Something.
Somebody better get to working.
Carmen.
What?
You keep kicking the table over with your big-ass margarita.
What?
Carmen, start working your ass with free drinks.
How's this?
So guess what the big thing is down here in Cabo San Lucas?
Your dick.
Yeah, there's that.
The other thing?
Yeah, timeshares.
Oh, God. Surprise, surprise.
So, I don't know how this applies to being pagan, but I will say that I've never, ever in my life, you know, been accosted by as many people trying to sell me shit in person as I have been down here at Cabo San Lucas.
Just don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact.
Make eye contact, it's all over. It's like Jehovah's Witnesses selling timeshares.
If somebody says, hola amigo, how can I help you? Run away.
I met this lady today. I went to San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? She was really nice. And I'm like, oh, when is she going to try to sell me a timeshare? But she didn't. She was just a nice lady. I've got lots of
friends in San Jose. Really?
Yeah. And I was waiting. And she was telling me about this bird sanctuary and another desert thing that they have over there with different cactuses and blah, blah. And she's telling me to go here and go there. And she's talking and I'm waiting for her to say something, but she didn't. She was just a nice lady. You know.
They're very rare.
No, they have nice people here.
Cabo. No.
What are you talking about? That's the thing I like best is the people. Timeshare sellers aside.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Aside from the time, and even that's not so bad. It's kind of funny. It becomes a joke after a point, you know? You're sitting down eating your burrito.
If you just tell them no, like, let me see, the first time they don't go for it. The second, I think by the third no, then they'll leave you alone. You have to say no 3 times, and then they'll leave you alone.
Oh, yeah? Thank goodness no is the same in Spanish as it is in English.
No! Fuck, you don't understand!
Motherfucker! So we have been enjoying the elements here at Cabo San Lucas.
Yes.
I would say we've gotten certainly quite a bit of el sol.
Not a cloud in the sky.
No clouds. We have not had
not
clouds or rain.
Not one cloud.
No. I haven't seen a cloud since we left New York.
That's right.
Very sure. Nice. Beautiful skies.
Beautiful skies. Beautiful seas.
The sea is
the
beautiful.
The breezes are beautiful. It's just, there's
the weather is great.
The scent of flowers wafting on the air. Of course, we're at a resort, so... It's not like, if you leave the resort, it's a whole different story.
It's still the same sky, still the same sea.
But just a different smell.
Desert. This is all desert, Baja California, where it's mostly arid and some mountains, but it's mostly desert.
Oh, hey, we got a bird.
We got a little bird. Isn't he cute? He's like a little New York sparrow.
A little Spanish sparrow.
He wants some candy. Well, the only reason why we came down here is every year... Well, okay, well, we were discussing this on the car ride over, that you weren't part of this conversation, Carmen.
No, I wasn't
But
there.
I think we figured it out about you. Well, you know how your age is unknowable?
Yeah.
We
I am a goddess.
Well, that is
unknowable.
Probably...
That's right.
But we figured out that you have to come to Cabo to regenerate. And the whole reason why you were...
That's right. I'm like Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a picture of me in the basement.
The iguana
buried,
that we saw?
Buried in the vault. And and it gets old. And I come here and I rejuvenate. And I drink.
You drink the blood of a young Cabana boy, right?
Exactly. You know, you never see the same guy in 2 years in a row. Because I've done them in.
We knew
it. Where's
that.
Ramon? Ramon was here last year. He was a big thing. Where is he this year?
One of their employees.
And watch it. You might be sleeping. And disappear.
I'm no good. I won't feed you. You would have eaten me by now.
Yeah, you're too old.
And dirty.
Yeah.
And diseased. You need that pure
exactly.
Baja no. Fed.
That's it.
Yeah, bitch.
Hmm?
Triscale just said that I smell.
Oh, that's cold.
Oh, I smell something, Wes.
Oh, I farted.
Oh! Here we go again, you sow.
So we also figured out why you were so upset that you didn't get the room that you always get every year.
Right.
But
I'm glad I got this one.
That's where your sarcophagus is.
Exactly.
And, your toe
and I'm afraid somebody's going to find it.
We're on to you.
It's underneath one of the tiles. You know?
So tell us how old you are, really, in human years.
You want to see... Okay, let me tell you something. The reason I won't tell you is because you people want to know so bad that I just love saying, I'm not telling you.
Be honest, everybody like, couldn't give a shit.
Oh snap, did Driscale just say she don't give a shit to Karma kick ass?
But you guys want to know so badly that I'm like,
I don't want to know. He wants to know.
I don't want
to But
know.
I'm talking to him. See, that's I'm not talking to you. You were always asking, right?
Right.
And I wouldn't tell you. And
right.
I was just doing it to fuck with you.
I never asked you.
Oh, please! Like, we're having a 5-minute conversation right now about it. And didn't you have a conversation about it on the bus when I wasn't even there? It's obvious you want to know. You're curious. But I don't want to tell you people because I'm, like, getting a kick out of it.
But we have seen how big your penis is.
Yeah, that and the one up my ass. And that's right. I'm a man. That's another thing.
Well, I knew already.
I'm a guy.
We're not supposed to reveal that until like the 30th episode.
Delete.
All right, we'll cut that out if I remember. Hopefully that doesn't make it through.
I like to hear what I'm saying. 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 I like to hear what I'm saying.
You can listen if you want.
But there is a whistle. I hate that whistle. Let's see what comes out.
I don't need to hear it.
So what are we doing tonight in Cabo? So how do you like it so far? What do you think so far?
So far, I love it.
She's going to sell your timesheet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I have this timesheet here. Sign here.
Where's my boyfriend? Where'd he go?
He's probably taking a shower.
Oh, he's sleeping. No, he's sleeping on the bed. No, I would say I love it so far. I think our hotel is absolutely fabulous.
I love this place. I really do.
I think the view is great. I love the pools, all the many different pools we could swim in.
Yeah.
I haven't gone swimming in like 2 years, so it was just really nice to like go swimming in. I haven't swum in the ocean in even longer, so that was like 5 years maybe.
Yeah, but that ocean is a little rough. You gotta be careful with it.
Yeah, I busted up my knee.
That, yeah. You know.
One of the waves came in and just threw me over, but that was okay. then
poor
I was.
Keith was hobbling around.
He
yesterday.
Was hobbling. And then after that, all the little kids were like, "We want big waves to come." So I went out into the waves and I was like, "Njord, god of the sea, bring us waves that are fun." Yeah. It didn't really work.
I like the sound of the waves when at night, when everything is real quiet and still, and you hear the waves roaring. It's great. I really like that sound.
Or the snoring of Carmen.
Ah, shit. You over that.
Carmen goes...
I'm like...
I'm so glad I got my own room.
The only time I ever slept in the same room with Carmen was New Year's Eve a few years ago. And I was so drunk, I didn't hear
shit.
Oh,
yeah, you stayed over.
But now I'm, like, not drunk when I go to bed. And all I hear is...
See, that's my, like, spirit going out.
Is it?
You know.
Like a banshee?
Looking for young blood to rejuvenate. And then, like, my old carcass is laying there.
Choose her human sacrifice.
And then it goes around looking for, you know. Like, if you notice, next year when you come, you're not going to see the young guys anymore. They're going to be all gone.
All dead?
All dead.
I thought you only chose one sacrifice per year.
Nah, all of them. Andre better look out. They all better look out. Well, that guy that gave us a ride last night, I don't know his name yet.
What does it matter?
I gotta put my hooks into him.
If you devour him, there'll be nothing left anyway.
Your pincer.
Huh?
Your pincer. What is this music, Triscale?
I don't know.
God.
This is on my iPod?
Yeah. Triscale's a rocker.
You know what I did? I went through each and every song on mine. I deleted all the stuff I didn't like.
So what do you think of the guys here at Cabo?
Huh?
I'm diggity damn.
They're all right.
Pretty good?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah? What do you like? You like older guys? Hairy, toughy?
No,
guys?
I like younger guys. I like young guys.
Yeah. But not...
I've always liked young guys.
Like, yeah, they're like 16, 17. That's too young.
No, that's... No, I've always liked younger guys. Even like when I was 20, I liked 18. You know, it's always been a younger thing. I've always liked that. You know.
So if there's one pagan
thing... And I don't like hairy guys. I like smooth.
Smooth guys?
Smooth and sweet, yeah.
If there's one pagan thing you could talk about right now, what would it be?
1985.
All right, so what's your pagan topic of the day? Why don't we let Triscale pick it? Because Triscale is one of our listeners. And yeah. She's also one of our friends. And she had a couple comments for us the other day.
Oh, wow.
She gave us this big, long... Like, she's a Gemini, so she wrote us, like, a 5-page letter.
Talk about tangents.
Point by point. I know, point by point on, like, all the different topics that we bring up.
And another thing. How we... And just on that note...
How we stray off topic and actually, how we should be a little bit more organized in our presentation. Because she thinks that we could go into more depth on some things, but that we don't. So we're going to give our Gemini friend...
See, we're so superficial.
We're idiots.
I never said that.
Genius is accidental in our case.
Mm.
Except when your pussy's concerned.
Right.
Because that's just fucking genius.
That's just, you know.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
It's like the morning star. That shit wakes me up. So, Geminita...
Geminita.
La Geminita. ¿Qué es tu pregunta?
Los
gemelos.
¿Gemelos?
Sí. Lucky?
Lucky.
Lucky. Is... Wait, we have to get a name.
Annabella. Annabella.
Lucky. This is Annabella. Do you want to touch my pussy?
You like it. You never
what?
Have pussy.
You never have pussy. You like my pussy.
It's old.
It's a communist.
Oh my god.
So Geminista, la feminista, ¿qué es tu pregunta?
Preguntas por qué.
I don't know. What's your question? Ask us something.
I didn't have a question. I had answers. I didn't have no questions.
Oh
for you.
Snap.
Oh, well.
Not how good that does us.
We're by the ocean. You should do something on like...
Yeah, are we going to do our ritual? We need to do our ritual.
True. We could talk about Mexico. Thanks for the suggestion.
Aztec gods.
Yeah. Toltec, baby.
Toltec. I'm still eating these candies.
She's sucking down cactus. Candied cactus.
Can you imagine if this was like a hallucinogenic cactus candy?
Oh, love it.
Oh, he was cool. Drinking Damiana and his margarita this afternoon.
That shit was the bomb.
It got messed up, huh?
It tasted like cough syrup.
No, it didn't.
Did you get high?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, he was wasted.
I never get that fucked up off just one margarita.
It's a good margarita, huh?
Yeah, but then we got into a van with a psycho driver. You should see my video footage. We're like, jumping all over the place.
No, everything's cool when they're driving there. They're like pointing this out and pointing that out.
Timeshare this, timeshare
that. And then on the way back, it's like, I gotta get back. You know, and they drive like maniacs.
I just don't like how like they're driving 100 miles an hour down these narrow, windy roads. And then they fucking answer their cell phone.
And they're like just... He's having beer.
Now, where we come from in New York, cell phones are illegal while you're driving, so it's a little bit of a shock.
Yeah, but that's only a recent development.
Now all he needs to do is light a cigarette.
a joint. No, some of these drivers drive me crazy. I'm like, oh my God.
This candy is so good.
I like this.
I like the plain ones.
Good. Everybody likes a different candy. This way we won't fight for anything. This is great. See, this is how people get along. Everybody likes different stuff.
I wouldn't fight you, Carmen. Mm-hmm. You kick my ass.
Carmen, kick ass.
Carmen.
Have another sip of my margarita.
No, we'll fight over men instead.
Yeah, we have different tastes. See, even in guys. You know? Right?
Well, I got a boyfriend over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting.
You're expecting what?
Uh-huh.
Male?
Mm-hmm. He's expecting to take a shit.
God, I've been waiting to take a shit for a couple days.
You haven't gone to the bathroom?
No, I have shit, but it comes out like...
Weep.
Like a little poopy. Like
drink
that's it.
More water. Jesus.
You're dehydrated. All you're drinking is alcohol.
That's all I should be drinking, right?
No.
Yeah, you're on vacation. Spring break.
Spring
that's
break.
What people do on spring break.
Should I flash my titties on the
yeah,
balcony?
Let's see your tits.
Over on the balcony, boys.
Show your tits.
Let's do it.
Show
later. Let's do it tonight. You want to do that?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll like your tits better than mine.
Well, you sure. You can show something else.
Show my coochie?
Yeah.
To the boys, they'd like that. Some of them would.
Yeah.
They do. They look at me. I see that. It's true.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's really
weird.
Oh,
I wonder if that's Carmen's latest victim. But some of them know about me. Not all, but they're afraid to talk about it because they know that if they divulge my secret, I'll eat them too.
Do you think it's this? Maybe, though, like maybe most of the people who come here don't take notice of them. But we're the kind of people that do. Like, we're talking to them in Spanish.
Hola, ¿dónde está el baño, por favor? Gracias.
No, people...
And do you think...
A lot of the guests hang out with them.
The help, Carmen? Were you about to say the help? Boy, aren't you racist.
With the pool
boys. So maybe we're just fabulous.
They're not ignored.
They're just into us.
If they were into us, they'd be giving us free drinks.
I don't think they're allowed.
No.
Like I said, I was telling you, like maybe like the owner of this place is a big Nazi.
Yeah, start giving stuff away.
Give a drink to one person and then that's it, they cut your hands off.
Especially if you're at the bar and I've gotten buybacks, but I've never been at the pool where the guy just came over and gave me a drink, you know? Because they're waiters. The bartender could do it, I guess. It's easy for them.
So we went into Cabo last night. It was the second time we went in there, and it was great. Oh, look, he's risen from the dead.
We have to stay a little longer, though. We have to stay a little longer.
Cockfight?
With who? I almost got hit by a car. Remember when I...
Carmen took a spill.
Oh, my God. I twisted my ankle, and I tried to stop from falling, because I knew that if I fell, I'd fall really hard.
It was like watching the Hindenburg.
Oh, my God. I was flying, and I couldn't stop. And then by the time
right
I stopped,
into the street.
I ran right into the street and all these cars. And there was a car right there. It's a miracle I didn't get hit.
When we were escaping from the fabric store that closed the iron gates down on us.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to climb through that little fence,
that little hole
in the wall.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I found another fabric store today in San Jose. I said, oh, there's another fabric store.
Oh.
So I went in
What's
there.
San Jose like? Is it better than Cabo? Because Cabo's kind of like, you know...
Cabo's very artsy.
Cabo's artsy?
I mean, not Cabo. San Jose.
Oh, okay, good.
And it's a little strip. And in the middle... You know like how Park Avenue has the island?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Boulevard, it's the same. Yeah, like... Yeah. Well, they have palm trees. And then all along, they have all these really nice shops. Some of them are a little hokey, but the majority of them have really nice things. And then in the back, they have art galleries and stuff. It's nice. It's very nice. And then to get there, you have to walk through the neighborhood. Very Mexican.
Yeah.
Very, very Mexican. Very nice.
Like,
you know you're in Mexico when you're there.
We were in Todos Santos today, and that was really nice.
That's the home of Hotel California.
I know.
Hola, Pichoncito.
There's two birds up there.
Hello,
yeah,
Birdie.
We saw the Hotel California. Of course, and they were playing the Eagles all the time.
The whole across, time, yeah.
Across from Hotel California is a bar called Tequila Sunrise. Or it's not a bar, it's a restaurant.
Restaurant, yeah.
That's where I had my whacked out margarita.
Woo!
But all throughout the town, they have art galleries. Oh, wow, that's a beautiful bird.
Ooh, look at him. He looks like a parakeet or something.
Wow.
Not a parakeet, a canary.
He's beautiful. He's coming right up to us. He's like orange and shit. I know. The scale's going to kick our ass if we go off topic.
You haven't been on a single topic yet.
I know. We're just meandering.
You're just flittering.
So anyway, there were lots of really nice art galleries in Todos Santos.
Yeah.
We actually bought a piece of art from...
Who's the artist? Charles? Who?
Charles Manson.
Charles Stewart, who's the first artist to actually move to Cabo, or to Baja California, from America anyway. And they credit him about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and they credit him with having started the whole Baja California Sur art movement. And now all the other galleries are down there. Yeah.
It is big.
I just thought it'd be good to buy one of his pieces.
It's very artsy around here, and if you go to... Even last night, remember that store we went into with all that artwork with that...
Oh, the bead and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, from the Huicho Indians?
Yeah.
That stuff was awesome. Yeah.
That was awesome until he tried to sell us timeshare.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. We went into this art gallery in Cabo. And there was beautiful handcrafted artwork, sculptures and beaded work. And they made these like paintings, but they were made out of thread and yarn instead of paint.
Right.
Really intricate, highly colorful, beautiful stuff. I wanted to buy a piece.
It was typical Mexican folk art. That's what I like about
it. Yeah, Mexican folk art. I wanted to buy a piece, and I was like, well, we just got here, so we're going to look around first before we buy anything. And he says, okay. And then he's like, so how long are you guys here? We're like, oh, a couple days, blah, blah, blah. Chit-chat and have a nice conversation, and all of a sudden, he's like, so did you buy a timeshare yet? As soon as you hear that word timeshare, it's like,
I gotta go. Yeah.
You hear that.
I'm telling you, they're like Jehovah's
music.
Witnesses. Have you heard the good news?
When good things go bad.
I want the answer if we already own one.
Yeah, but they don't care. That's why that people say hello, blah, blah. Or they have like that big, the information booth over there. So you go over there for information, and it's really a setup for timeshare.
This is important information for pagans, because as you travel around the world, you're gonna encounter this stuff. And I know Carmen is gonna travel some more, and I'm gonna travel some more, and Triscale is gonna travel some more, and we'll give you our feedback, because you know me and my boyfriend are gonna go to Greece probably at the end of the year. We'll give you some info on that.
Stay away from timeshare people.
Yeah.
If you want to buy one, that's different. You'll go to them.
The thing that I miss down here, though, there's no, like, pyramids or anything like that over on this side.
Mm-mm. No.
This was no
sacrifice. It's on the other side. It's
on the mainland.
Right, in the mainland. And they have a lot of them by the Yucatan Peninsula. Yucatan is really interesting, and they have a lot of different, like, scenery. The food is totally different. It's a whole different culture almost. It's nice.
But the food's better.
Oh, the food is so fantastic. Oh, my God.
And the food's okay here, but it's really just...
I like the food here. It's a lot of
fish with hot sauce.
Well, that's because you've been eating, you know...
Burritos.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to eat right, then you go to a good restaurant.
Tequila Sunrise had fucking awesome food. I will say that. We had some
chimichangas. They have more seafood.
Quesadillas. The chicken quesadilla was awesome. No, this was like no quesadilla I've ever had. It had like four cheeses in it. It was so good.
Mm.
Even their nachos were kick-ass.
Four cheese quesadilla.
They had lots of guacamole.
Guacamole.
Guacahole.
Damn guacamole better. They've got the moves. You drop your drink, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books. They like the punk and the metal band. When the buzzer rings, they're walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say,
hey, fat ass, I ate your guacamole and I liked it. Whore. She knows who I'm talking
to.
Yeah,
we all know.
Bitch. I'll steal it again, you stupid fat cunt.
Stay away from my food.
Oh my God.
Fucking funny.
You call
me a white trash.
No, you still have those emails.
I do, yes.
You can dig them out one day and leave them online.
Oh, shit.
You gotta tell the listeners the whole story so that they'll know. But the thing is, it's not as funny. But the thing is, it's not as funny. It's a funny story, but you have to know her.
You have to know.
And that's what really makes it
okay,
funny.
Imagine if Godzilla and a hippopotamus
mated,
and then their offspring mated with a gorilla. And then that offspring was exposed to nuclear radiation and mutated, and then mated with a pig. And then that offspring mated with a human, an ugly, fat human. Then you would have the creature that we're talking about, otherwise known as...
Fat ass.
Puerca.
Puerca. Oh, my gosh.
So I went to Starwood with Puerca one year.
You didn't go with her.
No.
She was there.
I couldn't go with her. She had to ride in the wide load trailer on the back that was attached to the tractor. But she was in the caravan. And she was there. She affected the gravity of the place. She's huge. And hairy. Anyway, I used to like her. See, don't cross me. Don't cross
me. Yeah, we all used to like her.
If you, we like you, and then you cross us,
God help you.
We'll rip your eyes out.
Because God knows, even if you're on the good side, you get made fun of, so...
That's what happens when you're in the room with two Scorpios rising. Right?
Yeah.
No one is safe.
No one is safe. Not even you, listeners.
Ted. We've been goofing on you since we got your stupid email.
Ted, you were a... Yeah, maybe we should save La Historia de la Puerca for another day.
Yeah.
That shit's the bomb.
That's so funny.
But we've been cracking on her ass so much this weekend, I think we're kind of exhausted. We can't crack no more. But Ted, remember that listener who wrote us the email last episode?
Mm-hmm.
And told us all about thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, and lucky you and your
then
homosexual
we're gonna go to
ways.
Hell. Yeah.
But let me tell you what, Ted. We had a number of other listeners write back to us, including a wonderful woman by the name of Elsbeth Darkrose, who, and also, Triscale also wrote to us about this, and had to correct your stupid Christian ass about the fact that not only are you misquoting biblical text, you're misquoting misquoted biblical text.
And this is an expert. He's supposedly some kind of...
You ain't no expert, Ted. Check it out. The Bibles that you're quoting are mistranslated. It was never, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. It was, thou shalt not suffer a poisoner to live. But King James, who was so anti-witch, and we all know who he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, he had beef with the guy who wrote the Discovery of Witchcraft.
Right.
He had beef with him. That's what it was
about. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so... He retranslated the Bible, and he put the word witch in there, because he just hated witches.
Right, that and hell, it was gonna hang out. He just messed up the whole Bible.
Stupid fuck. You know? So, Ted, guess what?
You don't know what you're talking about, Ted.
You don't know Jack.
Ted don't know Jack. You have to read the letters that other people wrote.
I think in the King Lucky and Queen Luck and Carmen version of the Bible, we should translate to, thou shalt not suffer a Ted to live.
Thou shalt not let Ted live. That's what it should say.
Thou
shalt
not
let Ted. We're going to get you, Ted.
We're going to make it a commandment?
We should do a spell on Ted. What do you think?
What kind of spell should we do on this?
I'm just talking about him. Freak him out. That'll kill him right there.
Hey, Ted. You know that weird feeling you have in your lower left testicle?
Guess what, Ted?
Hey, Ted. Appetite hasn't been as normal as usual. Guess what?
Hey, Ted.
Got a little.
You got no more friends? Guess what?
That wasn't us. That was him.
He did that to himself.
Notice that little itchy rash between your big toes?
Guess what? Oh man, Ted. Ted is dead.
I wish Ted was here with us.
Oh yeah.
So we could throw him over the balcony.
Yeah, that would be a party.
No, he'd be like quoting scriptures and telling us everything we're doing is wrong and blah blah blah. Don't do this, don't do that.
Whatever, later for him. Eat my pagan ass.
Eat my pagan ass,
which,
pig.
It's very salty these days since I've been swimming in the ocean. Quite nice.
Oh shit, did Lucky just say his ass was salty and shit? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Good thing that I like Frito-Lays, because, you know, you can never just eat just one. Okay.
We better start getting ready. Are you going to go to that thing?
Yeah. We're ready, sort of. Mm-hmm. I'll dress up a little bit.
I'm putting on my skirt.
We got to impress people. So we really have nothing to talk about, do we? I should turn this off. This is so lame.
You can make one or two topics the focus of your podcast and bullshit around.
Like how skanky Triscale is? We could talk about that for an hour.
That would be the number one topic.
Triscale is a big stinky whore. She has so many scabs on her vagina and so many scars on her asshole. It's not even funny.
That's cold. When did you see your vagina?
Oh my god. When did you not see it?
Oh, stop. You never saw it.
Oh my god. Didn't you see her at the pool yesterday?
Yeah, it kind of like flaps out.
Oh my god. Did you see War of the Worlds?
Mm-hmm.
When the alien proboscis comes out?
Stop.
That shit was nasty. It like probes. It touches shit. What do you look at all those marks on the patio floor here? That's our vagina looking for like a place to nest.
Oh my god.
She was running around today in Todos Santos hitting on the shopkeepers. It's so sad.
So sad.
And all my boyfriend wanted to do was eat candy. It was funny.
I'm glad I went to Stern Hills Day.
Yeah, no, we had a good time.
Well, if I didn't go to Stern Hills Day, you wouldn't have had that opportunity to rag on me all afternoon, so...
We didn't rag on you, we just cracked the mystery of how you regenerate.
Cracked the mystery.
Well, we did talk a little bit about how skanky you are.
Yeah, it came out, see? The truth always come out.
You know, we're like... You know, Cabo's fine, but I don't think we should be seen with Carmen.
No. Everybody's
glad. She's a little low class.
Little ghetto.
People look at us and look at her, and then they're like, what's that all about?
What are they doing together? Is she hanging out because they feel sorry for her?
Tell me, but I do have a question for you.
What?
You had a major operation last week that our listeners don't know about.
Let's talk about it. But I can't have sex for like 6 months.
Nobody can hear you.
Until it heals. You know, it has to fully...
What was amputated?
You know. My penis.
Your penis?
Yeah. I'm a girl now.
Wow. That's great.
I got rid of that appendage.
I didn't know you were a guy.
Yeah.
We could have dated.
I like girls.
I'm not sure.
See, now I'm a lesbian. I've heard it that where...
Yeah, I don't hear you talk...
Where guys have the operation, uh-huh, and then they want girls, so they become lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Some weird shit like that. So that's what I am.
There's nothing weird about that.
Thank you.
Aww. So did you donate your penis to, like, a museum or something? I mean, it was huge.
Actually, I kept it.
You have it?
Sentimental reasons, yeah. Actually,
where is it?
It's at home.
Is it blown up?
Well, what I'm doing is, right, it's not really home. I left it off at this place, and they're going to frame it for me. They're going to put it in one of those shadow boxes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you going to do with it?
Hang it up on the wall.
Nice. Would you ever, you know, like, fuck yourself with your own penis?
That's kind of the reason I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
If you tell me go fuck myself, I will. You tell me all the time. Carmen, why don't you go fuck yourself?
If you had
not gonna oblige.
If you had a twin.
Oh man, a twin. One of me is enough. There are only two running around.
Would you get it on with your twin?
Probably.
I wonder what the incidence of
don't fuck your other self.
Twin on twin sex is.
Probably pretty high.
Probably high, right? But nobody like.
There's no real...
Especially among homosexual twins.
Yeah, there's no real... what's the word?
Separation?
No.
Statistic?
Statistic, yeah. Survey, you know.
I
Let's
only
ask
know,
around.
Well, I've known... I knew one gay twin couple from college.
Mm-hmm.
But they were so different. They looked exactly the same, but one acted like he was the hottest shit on the earth, and the other acted like he was a shy little shit.
Mm.
It was weird, because then I bumped into the other... It was like good Carlos and bad Carlos. I don't know what else to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school with the good twin,
mm-hmm.
meaning he was the shy, like, oh, everything is so sweet and peachy. And the other twin went to another school. They didn't go to the same school together. And I bumped into the other twin on the subway in New York once, a couple years ago.
That's weird, huh?
I thought it was the good twin, and we started chatting.
Until he opened his mouth, you knew which twin
I didn't know right away. No, it took me a while, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, you're the other one. He goes, oh, yeah. And I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, just...
What a creep, huh?
He was creepy.
That's weird how... Two people born at the same exact moment, you know, look exactly alike, have the same parents, have the same everything,
right?
You know, the same environment, and how one can be so different from the other.
Do you think part of it is just the need to differentiate? Like, when you grow up with someone looking exactly like you,
yeah.
you've got it, you probably, like, make conscious choices to be different.
And then yeah, because time, when you're like a little kid, they dress you the same. You know, and you want to break out of that. You're like, I'm not that Carlos. I'm this Carlos or whatever you want to call him. And then people do, you know, but then sometimes they don't. They just...
So probably what really happens is the one who was shy and good was probably the more dominant as a child growing up. And the one who's all bad and evil is probably the one who had the inferiority complex.
Yeah, because this is how you get attention, by being bad and loud and obnoxious. You know, that because that's why I'm loud and obnoxious.
That's what I was about to say.
I used to be so good. I was such a good kid. Really, I was like a perfect child. And then when I got a little older, oh my God, you know, it's like, ugh, there's no living with her.
There's still no living with you.
So loud and obnoxious. And I like, well, anyway. Like in school.
Tell us one of your like wickedest, loudest, obnoxiousest things ever.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, that's something you have to think about.
Yeah.
I saw another thing on. I think it was the Discovery Channel. I'm not sure. It was about twins.
About whales.
No, about twins.
Because if you're going to say whales,
and
that'd be about you.
It was about one, and there. No, it wasn't about twins. It was about homosexuals, I think.
Homosexual whales.
And they were saying that that's how you're wired. That's how you're born that way. And then they had these two twins, and then one of them was all into G.I. Joe and this and that, and the other twin was into, like, Barbie dolls and putting on makeup, and, you know, these are two boy twins. So that was kind of an interesting program showing how the environment doesn't mean anything or anything else, because here are two guys, two little boys, born at the same time, and one is like this macho kid, and the other one is like this little feminine little girl. So
you think they got
that's
it
why out. I think being gay is something that you're born with. That's you. You know, some people born with blue eyes, blonde hair, others, you know. And I think sexuality has to do with how you're born.
I would say
You're wired that way.
I don't really see another explanation. I mean, I've combed the depths of my psychology trying to find reasons for it, and there's really nothing that stands up to that. Yeah.
Right. You know, a lot of people don't believe that. They don't want to hear that, but that's just my own opinion. And I've never done research on it. That's just what I believe. Yeah, I didn't want to go on a tangent when you start talking about whales and fat. I tried to stay on top. It's true. Let's try to finish. If we start something, let's try to finish it. And then we can change the subject. But let's not change it in the middle of the...
Well, my most darling fans. My darling fans. Since Carmen isn't here, you're all my fans. That concludes today's bilingual episode en español. Come mi culi pagana. Part 1. Part 2 will be a little bit of commentary after the fact from Miss Carmen Kickass and yours truly, which we will tape tomorrow night, and we'll get that out to you in a couple weeks. So, you know, in the meantime, just sit tight,
keep telling your friends all about us. Don't forget that if you want to comment about what you listen to in the program, or if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer, you can send them to eatmypaganass@gmail.com. You can ask us about pretty much anything, and we're certainly getting questions about pretty much anything. I can't guarantee that we're going to be able to answer them all, because, quite frankly, some of them are quite fucked up. But whatever. Carmen and I will try to answer whatever we can. Of course, we love the real questions, and we love the compliments. Thank you very much. We love the criticism, too. All you motherfuckers out there who hate our guts, that's okay. We love hearing from you, too, because, you know, it keeps it real. Keeps it real. And, okay, I'm gonna go now. Peace out, hookers. Bye. Adios. Hasta la vista, babies.
Stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't.